Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be telling these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Scott Pryor, and he is with Pryor Entertainment. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Well, Scott, before we get too far into things, tell us about Pryor Entertainment. How are you serving folks?
Sure. So Pryor Entertainment, it's a film and television company, essentially. And our goal is to make films and provide content that inspire people and educate people and obviously entertainment as well. So that's what we'd like to do. And we formed in 2013, and we've got Tulsa is our latest film. We have two prior films, The List and then Black Bear, which was released last year. And Black Bear's on Amazon, Netflix, all those other VOD platforms. And we're getting ready to release in theaters the movie Tulsa. And we've done an exclusive deal with Regal Cinema. So we're really excited about that.
Now, how did you get into this line of work?
That's a good question. When I was young, I guess it's just the power of film. So when I was young, my dad used to, we'd watch war movies together. My mom wasn't excited about that because I was pretty young and watching some pretty violent content. But anyhow, so I remember watching Full Metal Jacket with my dad when I was pretty young. And I remember watching the Marines and the Marine Corps boot camp and saying, you know, I want to do that. And so later on when I was 17, I joined the Marine Corps and turned 18 actually in boot camp. And so I've always been drawn to just the power of film and also storytelling. I love storytelling. I love listening to a great story, certainly telling a great story. And so those are kind of the foundations for, Pryor Entertainment and that sort of thing.
So the movie inspired you to go and join the Marines, and then future you said, after you left the Marines, I'm assuming then I'm going to be a filmmaker.
Yes. Well, there was one other step involved in there. So I'm also a trial lawyer. So I opened my own law firm after, essentially went through undergraduate and went through law school, opened my own law firm. And that of course gives me the freedom to, do films and be in filmmaking, with that. So, yes.
So when you were younger, this was like a dream, but it kind of got backburnered a little bit.
Yes, exactly. I always knew I would go to film and kind of get there. It was just a matter of, the path that I took and had some other priorities, got married, had, some kids, and I didn't want to necessarily be the starving artist. So
now were you dabbling in filming other things just like playing around, or did you just at some point just pull the trigger and go, okay, we're going big here and then we're going to make real films? And
yeah. So great question. So I grew up and I did some acting. I did some acting in undergraduate, and I was drawn to the creative process in that way. Writing-wise, I enjoyed creative writing. I never really shared my work much. And so I ended up writing a small play for the church that I was going to at the time. And I didn't say that I had written it or anything. And so then we got a really good response from that writing. And later on, we turned that first basic play into a full feature screenplay and went out and shot that. And, you know, the director on the first movie, I didn't direct the first movie. And she just said, so you didn't do any short films, nothing like that. You're just jumping into a feature. I said, that's correct. So we just jumped in, rolled up our sleeves, jumped right in and tackled a feature. So that was definitely an interesting journey. We had awesome people around us, to help us, and a great, great, wonderful team. And you know, we keep great people around us, which is kind of the secret.
Now, did you read any books? Did you have any kind of, maybe not direct mentors, but kind of indirect mentors of kind of learning the ropes on how to even begin the process?
Sure. So, backing up, I actually was involved in an acting class. Most of the actors in the class were professional actors, but I wanted to really sharpen the acting chops and keep those sharp. That, of course, helps with my trial work. So I did that simultaneously. One of my acting teachers, his name is Steve Coulter. He was a writer and he actually wrote for Tyler Perry and, just different projects, but he's also an outstanding actor. So, Steve and I had we just became friends and discussed some things. And, so he recommended a couple books. One is Save the Cat and the other is Story by Robert McKee. And those two, Story by Robert McKee, is kind of the Bible of storytelling, in my opinion. And I mean, you could read that over and over. And then Save the Cat is kind of a Cliff's Notes version on how to really write a screenplay. And so I started writing some screenplays. My earlier work has not seen the light of day because I used to write the dialogue would be in paragraphs, which of course, nobody wants to sit and hear paragraphs and paragraphs of dialogue. But yes, I definitely had mentors and read a lot of books, studied, talked to as many people as I could and, kind of educated myself on the process.
So let's talk about Tulsa. What is that story about?
Sure. So Tulsa is, it's inspired. It's basically a daddy, long lost, dad and daughter love story. It was inspired through some of the work that I've done as a trial lawyer. I was actually in Los Angeles after we filmed Black Bear. Black Bear is an underground cage fight with, military, two Marines. So I was kind of recovering and recuperating from that. And I was staying with friends in California. I was actually working on another script called Lost Sons. And so I had completed the first draft out in California, just was enjoying the weather and some kind of peace and quiet and recuperating from Black Bear. And I was flying home here to Atlanta and, I had a good old fashioned Coca-Cola on the plane, which I don't do often. And the caffeine just kind of, stirred me up. And so just reflecting upon my practice and some of the cases that I've worked on, I do very serious injury and catastrophic injury and death cases. I was just reflecting on some things and the story, just different characters, everything came to me. It's inspired by true events. And so I whipped out one of those little drink napkins on the plane and pulled my pen out and just kind of penned the high points on the film. And that's how Tulsa came to be.
So now what was the kind of the spark then that got you into, because this is about a biker and a kid. Like what was kind of the catalyst that got you go, okay, we're going to go down this path.
Sure. The catalyst was I was actually preparing for a trial. And one of the things in the trial work that we do, of course, is we focus on future damages and pain and suffering and kind of what our clients have been through. I remember having a conversation with the father, this one dad, and one of the questions we ask is, how's your life changed as a result of this injury or death in the case of death cases, wrongful death cases? And I remember he had described going to a daddy daughter dance and just the impact that the wreck had and how they used to go and dance all night and just have a great time. And they had to leave early after 10 minutes. And that was like a really, really big thing. It was a really sticking point that just, it was hard, it was a hard fact of life. And that's how that particular injury had affected them. So that was kind of the spark. I remember sitting there while he was telling me that and just picturing it in my mind, and it just always stuck. And so when I write or when we produce these films, you know, I'll meet different people, I'll travel to different places and have different experiences. And so I'll just take little, I call them little nuggets of things that I come across, and just kind of file them away. And so the law practice, of course, is ripe with, you know, we deal with, again, death on a daily basis and very serious injury. So I'm, you know, always talking to people about, you know, their cases. And of course, we prep those. And the underlying theme, of course, for my clients is their story, really getting their story out to the jury or a judge or, you know, the insurance company. So again, it's the underlying theme. So I really try to spend time with my clients and get to know them on a personal level. You know, they're not just a number. They're not just a case. They're not just a paycheck. I want to know who they are at their core and what they're about so that, you know, when we get in front of the jury, we can really, really explain that and really articulate what they've gone through. And a lot of times it's just the big major changes in life. It's, you know, a grandmother who can no longer pick up her grandchildren. And so, again, that all feeds into the story, and even some of the characters in my, in our scripts are, you know, characters of people that I've known or represented, or I mix a couple personalities together and create characters. So the law practice is very, very ripe for, just, you know, storytelling and that sort of thing from a real life perspective.
Now, when you're involved in this kind of storytelling, and maybe the lead actor is somebody that is going through a rough period of time, how do you make them sympathetic to the audience so that the audience cares?
Sure. That's a great question. So that's a really great question. So to me, and I'll put on different hats. So the writer hat that we'll put on, I believe that our scripts are definitely our strong point. It's the foundation of our films. They always say you want a script that will move people emotionally. And if somebody reads your work and they're moved emotionally, hopefully, you know, not turned off by boredom, not that emotion, but just moved emotionally, whether, you know, funny or sad or, you know, the emotions that you conjure, that's extremely important. That's how you know you have a great project. So it begins with the storytelling. And one of the things I like to do as a writer is put myself in the seat of the character that I'm, you know, that I'm writing about and try to get into that state of emotion. And I believe that state of emotion, once you're there, and it's not always easy getting there, but once you're in that state of emotion as the character, it's like, you know, I look around and say, what would this character do? What would they say? What would they think? How would they react? How would they react with the other characters? So that's certainly one way. So then in Tulsa, I co-directed Tulsa. The other director was Gloria Stella. So as a director, I like to meet with the different actors. In this case, Tulsa was played by Libby Birch, who did an amazing job. So I like to meet with the actor, you know, adult or, you know, Libby was obviously a child, and just talk to them and just have a conversation with them, make them feel comfortable. You know, we do rehearsals and then just communicate. What is this scene? What do you see in this scene? And it's interesting because as a director, I always want to see what is this artist bringing to the table that maybe I haven't thought of in the role. So, and that happens time and time and time again. I don't come in and go heavy and say, this is how it's done. I always want to see, what is this artist going to do? What are they going to bring to the table? Tell me about your performance and your motivations and how do you see these different relationships? And it's really cool to see, you know, these artists. It's like the old story of Stone Soup. You know, everybody kind of brings their own thing to the table, and hopefully the story in the film gets better and better. And so I love sitting down with the different actors and just kind of seeing what they do. Now, sometimes there'll be a choice that doesn't match the story. And so we have to adjust. But many times, and again, if the writing is on point, that really informs the actors in terms of their character and choices. So so a lot of constant communication with the actor, again, making the actors feel like they are involved and their voice matters. I know some directors are definitely more micromanaging, where, you know, they want this performance and, you know, we're not going to leave until we get this. But I like to really give the artist freedom so that they can, you know, so that we can build something better with what they bring to the table.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the business of kind of producing a feature film like this and getting it out into those video on demand platforms. How does that work? Do you have to get investors? Is this something you've self-funded? How does the kind of the finances of this project work?
Sure. So the finances, you know, being an attorney and having my own law practice, and, you know, having big cases has allowed us to self-finance. I've had investors on our very first film. I had investors wanting to invest in the film once they heard the story. Just after a 5-minute meeting, I'll put 50,000 into it. I'll put 100. I have a friend who will. But honestly, I wanted to prove the concept to myself. I know people work hard for their money, and I don't want to take that for granted. And so I just thought, I'm going to self-fund this first one. Again, these aren't huge budget films, although people are usually baffled by what we're able to do with the funding that we have. And again, that's all credit to the team that comes along. But so basically we self-financed and then we can make the project, and that way I don't have, you know, especially on the first one, a gun to my head of this better be good enough and this and that. Now, for the future, and of course, Tulsa is our third project, for the future, we are going to go out and open up to other people financing the projects, because, you know, we've had three feature films, all with distribution. Even our first one, we got worldwide distribution, which was amazing for it being our first time out of the gate. We've won a number of awards on all our films. And again, credit to the team and all the people who've sacrificed and worked so hard. But, you know, we've been very fortunate. And now we're getting approached, of course, by different people who are wanting to invest in the films. And if the partnership is right, then I'm sure certainly willing to explore that option and go from there. But the first three, we just wanted to kind of prove it to ourselves. And again, I take it extremely seriously, you know, my finances as well as anybody else's finances. You know, people work very hard for their money, and, you know, every dollar counts. And, you know, I want to be fair to investors.
Now, what has been the learning for you of going this? I mean, this is a very entrepreneurial project. I mean, it's a lot different than, you know, your day job, but it requires a team. I guess there are some similarities, but it's kind of uncharted territory, I would imagine, somewhat, after you know, for the first one especially. But what have you learned?
Oh man, I've learned a ton. I was, you know, I look back and I'm very grateful for the training that I received in the Marine Corps. I made rank pretty quickly. I loved the Marines and I loved my time there. So that really helped me as a leader, you know, making mistakes as a very young man, and then having great leadership, you know, correct you and guide you and mentor you. So that's a ton of credit to the Marine Corps, and just having to deal with, you know, higher pressure, obviously extreme pressure and training and that sort of thing. Just that helped me in the leadership aspect. And then, in terms of the business, you know, it's dollars and cents, and obviously opening up my own practice and running that, it helps me on the business side, because at the end of the day, business is business. But certainly each film is unique. And so each film, we just learn a ton on, just a ton. And so what I've learned is, one of the things we do is I say we pay an opportunity. So for us, especially working on a limited budget, I try to find somebody, say your director of photography, a director of photography who's does great work. I can see they're real. I can see that they're a rock star, but they just haven't had the opportunity to do a full feature. They've done shorts, they've done commercials and all this, but they haven't had an opportunity to do a full feature. And so, you know, we've done that before. So they come aboard, they've got the camera and some of the equipment already. It's an opportunity for them. It's an opportunity for us. So we're able to, again, pay an opportunity. And then of course it helps their career, and God willing, we have an awesome film to show. So that's just one of the things that I've learned is, and then again, you know, films are definitely a draw. There's, you know, they say the movie magic or the power of film. It's just amazing that, you know, when you're creating a film, just how many people just want to jump in and help. And, you know, we have a fair amount of production assistants who are volunteer, and I tell them up front, I said, you know, you're going to work harder probably than you've ever worked before in your life, but you know, you're going to learn so much because we're an independent film. So a lot of people wear multiple hats. And so the learning experience they get, for instance, I spoke at a high school in California, something I love to do, just encourage high school students and that sort of thing and talk about life and lessons learned. And so talk about the Marines, law practice and filmmaking. And so one of the students said, you know, I want to be a filmmaker and I'm really interested. I said, well, keep in contact. And this guy, he emailed every week. I mean, every week he was extremely persistent. So I turned him over to one of my main producers, Gloria Stella. And I'm like, this guy, you know, he's definitely a go-getter. So we brought him on set. He worked his way up on Black Bear to the key production assistant and has literally been working after Black Bear. He has been working ever since, and he has really climbed the ladder in filmmaking very, very quickly because of that experience, especially on a small film set. You definitely become a family and everybody relies on everybody else. I mean, there's nobody who can, you know, I may be the face of these films, but you know, without even, you know, production assistance and, you know, whatever the position, forget it. You're not going to make a film. You just can't do all the work. So, those are just a couple things that, you know, we typically try to do. And, the business side of it is definitely, interesting, but essentially in terms of distribution and all that, I think as long as, you know, what I've learned anyway, is as long as the film is a moving story that people connect with, and I mean connect with, then I think that you're golden. The proof is in the pudding. If people aren't connecting with the film, you know, it just won't see the light of day. There's a lot of filmmakers who've made films and they can't get distribution. It's very difficult. So, you know, we feel very, very fortunate and very blessed. And again, all credit going to the team that's helped us.
So now if somebody wanted to see Tulsa or at least the trailer until it's released, what's the best way?
Sure. So if you want to see Tulsa, I would encourage everyone out there to please go to Regal Cinemas. We've done an exclusive deal with Regal Cinemas. It's being released in August in select locations. So just make sure you check that out. And I'll say with Tulsa, few people have seen the film, but the reaction has been amazing. We've had a number of people reach out just out of nowhere. But if you'll subscribe to Prior Entertainment, we have a YouTube channel and we have exclusive content on that. And they can see the official trailer for Tulsa, and then the other trailers for our other films are posted there as well. But we have some behind the scenes footage, like some really cool stuff that people really enjoy. But if you subscribe to Prior Entertainment, and Prior's PRYOR, Prior Entertainment, the YouTube channel, that's the best way. And of course, if you're interested in going to see, going to Regal, which I would encourage you to, then you can look at their website as well, but Prior Entertainment is the best way. It's releasing in cinemas right now. It's scheduled to release August 21st.
And then TulsaTheMovie.com is a website.
Yes. TulsaTheMovie.com is also the website.
And if you want to see Scott's work, he's the writer, director, and star of the upcoming film, Tulsa. Congratulations, Scott. What a, you know, for all those people who say they're busy, I mean, somehow you managed to do this and run a law firm. I mean, amazing story.
Thank you, Elise. Thank you so much for having me on the show. We really appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.